News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, research out of DCU finds that about a quarter of parents believe that the people they have chosen to be the godparents to their children do not believe in God and are not religious, which got us talking about whether or not atheists should be godparents. And we're joined now by Sinead Ryan, presenter of The Home Show on News Talk and consumer journalist with the Irish Independent, to discuss this. Sinead, you had a really interesting column in today's paper. You yourself are a godmother five times over, but you said you're a bit more of an odd mother, really, rather than a godmother. It's like being an aunt on speed, Ciara. I think you described it as.
I am, and I prefer to kind of be referred to in that way because, like very, very many people, I don't have a religion or I don't ascribe to a religion anymore. And therefore, I think the promises that a godmother is supposed to make at a child's baptism are along the lines of that they'll, you know, bring the child up in the faith and that they'll be there if something happens to the parents and all of that. And you know, I am a godmother, an odd mother, as it were, to five different people, most of them grown up now, it has to be said. And I love that role. I love I was very honoured to be asked, and I think it's a kind of a lovely social favour that you bestow on somebody. And it is a bit like an aunt on speed. They get a slightly above average Christmas and birthday present and great hugs, and I'm always there for my odd children. But yeah, I think the religious thing, like very many things, Ciara, has kind of gone by the wayside. I mean, 20 years ago, I think something like 90% or 80% of weddings were in churches. Now it's one in three. So, you know, a lot of these things are kind of done because you're favouring a family member.
And is that okay? I know the church would say this isn't about sort of honouring somebody socially or that kind of thing. It's about, as you say, being available to bring them up within the faith. But their parents may not be much within the faith either, of course. But Shane Coleman often makes the point that we're cultural Catholics to some extent in this country. You know, I sometimes say we're belongers, not believers. And I, by the way, I'm also an atheist, and I don't attend any kind of church, anything. But I don't object, and it's kind of the backdrop of our lives, isn't it?
I think you're right. I think that's exactly it. I mean, I don't shun going to a Catholic church for a wedding or absolutely not a funeral or anything like that. I'm happy to take part. I'll stand, I'll kneel, I'll sit, I'll do what's appropriate.
In the same way, if I was invited or was invited to a Jewish ceremony or a Muslim ceremony, indeed, something, I don't exactly know what goes on in them to the same extent, but I would stand and kneel and do all the things out of respect.
Indeed. And I mean, I certainly wouldn't, having been asked to be a godmother, I wouldn't rock up in the church and say, I don't believe in all of this stuff. Stop asking me. You know, I'm not going to do that. So you're quite right. We are kind of belongers, a lot of us. And of course, there are very, very firm believers out there, and that's perfectly fine. And you're right. The church would say you must have had the three sacraments yourself. You must be over 16 and you must be of faith. So I think parents are making their own choices about that now. And, you know, if the church maybe were to interrogate or test people, I think there'd probably be far fewer of them. But it goes along with the schools argument that's running at the moment. They're trying to divest schools from the church, and parents don't seem to want that. For all of the kind of push away from the church, they want their confirmations, they want their communions, and they want them to happen in schools. So there is that disconnect and a kind of maybe a slight hypocrisy in some
cases.
And
I was going to ask you about the hypocrisy. Is there some? Because there are things about, you know, renouncing Satan and all sorts of things. And I don't believe in Satan any more than I believe in the good guy. How did you get through that five times? Did you just mutter along
mutter along. And it's the same way if I'm at a wedding or a funeral. I wouldn't go to communion because I would consider that hypocritical. So yeah. I don't care to stand in long line and pretend I'm something I'm not. But nor do I say the prayers out loud. I thoroughly enjoy sacred music. I love the peacefulness of it.
I think you take the bits that you like from it, Sinead.
Yes.
And is that okay, or is that hypocrisy?
You know,
a genuine question.
It seems to be okay for the people who have asked me to be godmother to their children, who knew this full well, because I'm not so much of a hypocrite that I pretend I'm something I'm not. And look, if it's okay with them, it's okay with me.
Look, it's a very interesting thing, and I suspect that you are far from alone in this. I suspect there are lots of people who are bridesmaids, godmothers, and involved in all sorts of church-based ceremonies that are not necessarily of faith. But thank you very much, as ever. That is Sinead Ryan there, who is presenter of The Home Show here, of course, on News Talk of this parish, and consumer journalist with the Irish Indo.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.